Hey, flight fans. GM as always, Dwayne here. My pronouns are he and him. This episode of Flight Risk stars...
Hello, my name is Velvet Divine, Faye Fair, and I'll be playing Anarchy Fortuna, she, her, the Twi'lek Tinkerer.
I'm Mark. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm playing Aaron Windstalker, Seeker Pathfinder, Warrior, Steel Hand Adept, and his pronouns are he, him.
Hello, my name is Doug Eberhardt, he, him, and tonight I'm going to be playing Traj Azros, she, her, and Traj is a Dathmerian warrior with the specialization Steel Hand.
Let's buckle up. It's time for another Flight Risk episode. So the three of your characters are kneeling Scooby-Doo style, looking through a window as the Night Sister strides in a kind of phantasmic, misty form through the wall.
Do you have my brains?
And reaches out to you. Now, I'm not going to say you have to roll initiative and get into a fight. If you guys want to try a non-combative way of dealing with this brain-hungry entity, I'm more than interested in hearing that. But if you guys want to get into some fisticuffs, as it were, I'm more than happy to roll initiative.
I would like to initiate the maddest of beef, as the kids would say.
Okay. All right. So if we are going to throw down, as it were, we can roll our initiatives.
I'd like to argue that we knew something weird was up.
Oh, okay, you guys saw a ghost in the in the room. So, yeah.
Aaron's going to roll cool, which is honestly the same as his vigilance, but anyway.
It's symbolic.
Yeah.
I think mine are the same too. I have a little more cool than vigilance.
Alrighty. So, okay. So we'll be NPC and then the three PCs. Cool. Already just, because I never remember this, she's Adversary 2.
Okay.
What does Adversary 2 mean?
It means you upgrade the difficulty twice on a check. So, like, if you're doing a 2 purple check, it becomes a 2 red check.
Oh, okay.
So, 4 purple would become 2 red, 2 purple. I think Anarchy having that holocron is probably giving off the most strong juju that this thing could probably feel, and they are going to go ahead and just kind of reach out and try to grab Anarchy by her face.
No, not in the face.
In the face. Do you have any defense?
I do not.
What are the grappling rules, Mark? You're wiser than I am.
So there are no grappling rules.
There are no grappling rules? See, I've been playing a lot of D&D. I know there's grappling rules. There's no grappling rules? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, we'll make them up as we go then.
Yeah, it's narrative, mostly.
Okay, very cool.
Using advantages and all that.
Okay, cool. For some reason, I don't remember reading that. Maybe I'm just imagining things. All righty. So we're going to roll 2 yellow, 2 green against the 2 purple for the brawl. Alrighty, so she gets 2 successes, 3 advantages, and that is going to be 7 wound minus your soak as these kind of skeletal figures just grab onto Anarchy's face, and you can feel the fingertips. You don't know if it's more nail or bone starts digging into the flesh of your face. And well, she just kind of looks into your eyes and goes,
"Your brains... your brains might do."
And we'll go to next player slot.
You want to take care of that, Anarchy?
I don't know that I have much to get her off me, especially because this is engaged, so my laser will not be as effective. Mm-hmm. Can I try bind, at least keep her from trying to dig into my brains?
So kind of restrain her with your bind move? Okay, I like that narrative as a thing. Sure. You can break out your bind.
Yeah, Mark, is that just a straight force dice roll?
I think so.
Okay, so you got one dark side you can play with. What is your base ability at?
I just have the basic bind power.
Okay, so with the one dark side, what does it say you're able to do? Are you able to restrain one person of like a silhouette one person? Is that, I'd assume, what it says?
It just says an enemy. It doesn't say anything about silhouettes.
Okay. I mean, granted, we've had you pull down small shuttlecraft with bind before. So like, I think if you can pull down a shuttlecraft, you can hold down one undead night sister. So yeah, I'll say,
also one wound ignoring soak because dark side was used.
So one wound on me, on the bad person. Okay. Thank you. I thought it was like inflicting wound on her to use. No. I'm like, that's a messed up ability.
I was like, that's new.
One wound ignoring soak. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
when it says that I have a thing that lets me perform a force power as a maneuver, what does that mean? Does that mean like I can do another thing on top of it?
You would still be able to do an action.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what does it look like as this thing's digging claws into your face there? How does Anarchy respond?
So if I were to use that force power as a maneuver, could I then use my action to stab the creature?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you get an extra one, sure. I'm fine with you doing two things.
Cool. Can I retroactively say I'm going to use the force as my ally and spend two strain to use the bind as a maneuver?
That is completely fine with me.
So Anarchy is very much not used to being this close to the zone of danger, if you will. So I think it's very much like, you know, that very high-pitched eep type screech as she's grabbed, and she's just going to very reflexively, like, you know, hold a hand out, swipe or no swiping style to freeze this creature.
Okay.
And then I would like to try to stab her with... I don't have the Duskblade yet. Hold on. I forget what I have with my molecular stiletto.
Yeah. So that'd be against two red. I'll give you a blue because you guys are literally like, you know, face to face kissing. So it's going to be kind of hard to miss. So I'll give you at least one blue for that.
Okay. Yeah, melee and brawl are the same. So do that. That's against two red.
Oof. Ooh. That did not go well. That's four failures and an advantage, which I guess is beneficial. So, like we said, Anarchy is not used to being the hand-to-hand combatant. So I imagine that it's a lot of flailing about, like, you know.
Absolutely.
Just swinging wildly, hoping to squash that mosquito you can never quite reach.
It's very pathetic. And,
all righty, next PC slot.
I think Aaron is going to reflexively reach out and try to move this thing away from Anarchy and towards Traj so Traj can burn it up.
Okay.
So I'm going to use move, which combines my force rating with a ranged check.
Okay.
Against two reds.
All right. Let me see. Oh, no, I was going to say defense matter, but this person does not have any defense. So never mind my question.
Cool. I don't have any reason that I might get a boost.
Well, Anarchy has that one advantage. She could pass that on to you. Maybe
that's true.
With the stiletto Absolutely. Being waved in its Great. Face, it's not going to really pay much to attention to the mountain man.
Yeah, so it backs off as much as it can being immobilized. And how many despairs can I roll? None. Great.
Nice.
So I will use the light side point to activate move. And let's see. Yeah, I'll use the dark side point, taking some strain.
Okay.
To move her.
How far do you move her?
I'm going to move her away from right in front of Anarchy to right in front of Traj.
Okay.
So Aaron has these stone bracers on his wrists and ankles, and those just like slide off as he punches two fists towards this thing, and they slide onto their wrists and ankles, and they just move right towards Traj, and they're silhouette one.
Yeah, they are a regular sized humanoid.
Okay, so here's where it gets tricky.
Okay, I love tricky.
So it may or may not deal damage to them.
Okay.
So when things are hit with other things, it deals damage equal to 10 times their silhouette. I guess I'm throwing them against that wall that's close to Traj.
Okay, you're hitting them with rocks, though. Is that how I'm picturing it? You're doing like a Shang-Chi type thing. The rings are coming off, and you're hitting people with
rocks. The rings are coming off, but they're going onto this thing, and then I'm moving the rings towards Traj.
Okay, I dig it. Okay,
and then you're slamming them against the wall as I do that, which would deal 10 plus my three successes, so 13 damage.
13 damage.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Cool.
So they got their soak. Okay. Okay. Cool. Traj, what are you doing? You just saw someone get thrown into a wall, a spooky night sistery ghost.
Yeah, this night sister. I don't think Traj has ever seen anything like this night sister before, and is a little bit freaked out and aggravated by whatever the presence of this, like this magics is. And Traj takes a step back and says, "What is this thing?" Definitely an enemy, and thrusts her fist forward and is going to shoot some ichor fire towards it with her fist. So that's going to be my brawl, which is pretty dang good. The best thing I can roll, pretty much.
Cool.
And what's my difficulty?
It's going to be two red. Oh, are you doing right? It's ranged, right?
It is ranged.
Okay, yeah. So it's still short range, so it should be two red.
Okay. Dang. That's hard.
Dang. This is the big leagues over here in Play Risk. We don't mess around.
Do I get a boost because it is sort of bound by Aaron's maneuver?
I'd give you at least one boost, yeah, because you got bind from anarchy, you got stones and stuff holding it up against the wall, so it's pretty well secured in place by two different magical forces.
Nice. Okay, three success and a triumph and one threat.
Okay, so let's work out the damage first. So you got three successes. How much base damage do you do?
Let's see. My
You got your like knucklers or something.
I do have some kind of knuckler. And so my Ichor Vibro knucklers have a damage of 7, a crit of 1.
So 7, so 10 damage right off the bat. Okay. He has done pretty good. Getting his butt kicked. I should have given you something harder. Alrighty. For the triumph, I don't know. Is there a critical you want to roll on this, or something awesomely narrative you want to have happen? What do you want that triumph to be?
So, we're in like a little shack, kind of.
You are on like a wooden kind of raised shack in the middle of a river.
Well, originally I was thinking maybe I'd like set them on fire or something with this ichor in an ichor blaze, but could I like shoot them out a window or something?
You can blast. I mean, they're pinned up against the wall. If you want to have your Hadouken knock them through the wall like Tekken style into the next level, we can totally knock down and have this fight move to the river or whatever the next zone would be in this game.
I kind of just think that might be fun. Can we do that?
Sure. Yeah. Describe how far this, how you crush this thing through a wall and maybe knock it in, into the water or either to the shoreline.
Yeah. So Traj forces her fist in front of her and a green ichor flame blast echoes out from it and hits this undead night sister, and they hits them hard and they hit the wall behind them and continue out through that wall, out maybe 10 or 15 feet into the lake, the river behind them, and splash. And I think everything kind of goes quiet for a second.
Yeah, you hear that big old kerploosh, and you can kind of sort of see the body looks like it's floating downstream, and then it, you know, oddly kind of just dissipates, and the body's no more. And a few moments later, you see Ichor crawling out of the sand on the shoreline, and it just kind of reforms itself and stares back towards you, almost looking past Aaron, looking past Traj, eyes just still just locked on to Anarchy and our Anarchy's juicy, yummy brains.
And I don't know that I give her the chance to passively look at me. I think, especially still holding onto that rage holocron, I think the second she flies out of the window, I'm just gonna like tentacle legs brace myself and just start unloading with the autocannon.
Okay, well, we're at the bottom of the round, so I'm trying to remember. We haven't seen where. I forget if.
Oh, we're still in initiative. Never mind.
Yeah, still initiative. So a nemesis, they get two attacks per round, or is that an ability they have? I forget.
That is a special rule that you can apply.
Sure, I'll have
Doug do. Doesn't like it when I apply that in the middle of combat.
Well, I mean, well, that's basically gonna give them two attacks in a row right now. If they go at the last round and then they get the first attack, so they're gonna go back to back right now. So I'm gonna go ahead and have them use a power that Mark and I found today, which I find interesting. Yeah, they're gonna use this ability called Rise Sisters. She is going to try to wake up some of these poor Dreaming River clan that are dreaming, because that's definitely what happened to them. They're all just dreaming.
They're sleeping.
Nothing else bad happened to them, I swear.
Not at all.
No, definitely not.
All right, so they got to roll a discipline check against hard and their force power. And this person's got...
Can we flip to upgrade like that?
Use my sense advantage to add two blacks to that deck.
So you're gonna add two challenge it? Okay.
Yeah, sure. add two black dice.
To their roll. Okay. And what were you saying, Mark?
I was wondering if we could flip to upgrade their roll.
Sure, if you guys want to, it's up to you. Yeah. You guys have the power there.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
We have the power.
That's gonna be one red. Purple against this person's discipline. So this is when I cross sheet using someone else's power and someone else's sheet. Discipline. See, this person's not nearly as disciplined as the original person.
Oh.
I'm not gonna cheat and do a complete amalgam. I'm gonna take all the five yellow abilities from three sheets and make that my character. No, I'm just stealing one ability that I thought was really, really cool that actually fits right here. So this person's discipline is only three yellow. And then I would roll their force rating. And their force rating is four. So four dice.
Dang.
I don't much care for that.
This is an ageless, timeless Night Sister who's been around for quite a while. All right, let's see how crazy this gets. Huh.
Get out of here, lady.
Not that crazy.
Not that crazy. I don't think anything happens. Yeah, no successes. Let me reread this ability thing here. I think I needed a success for anything to come out, right? This one checked.
Before the two of you arrived, Dwayne was like, what do I do when she obviously rolls this triumph that she's going to roll?
Well, I'm rolling three or four yellow and no triumphs. That's what I get for talking trash. All right, so this one checked to summon a single. Okay, so one Night Sister. Okay, so one group gets summoned, and each success would have been an additional group. So no success means one group, and I get a group per dark side, per a minion group per or each group summon contains a number of undead night sisters equal to that. So she looks over at Anarchy and kind of just reaches out with her hand and turns it palm up, and you just hear her just say,
"Rise, my sisters."
And shuffling from the, we'll say, two of these little enclosures by the river come four Dreaming Clan Night Sisters who are clearly worse for wear. Anarchy, you guys can see that that face grip that was digging into Anarchy. You see the results of if Anarchy hadn't broken free, fingerprints kind of going through someone's face is not a pretty image. But four people with holes in their face kind of come shuffling out and moving towards. All right, so yeah, we'll go over to you guys because with this ability, she can't move or defend herself this round. So it is now over to...
Good. She's all the way in the bank, right?
Yeah, she was knocked across to the bank, so she's a good couple moves are from you guys.
Yeah, that took us some work to get across the water.
Yes, so she was knocked pretty far away.
Thanks, Doug.
So I would say it would take your entire both your movements to get over to her if you wanted to try to do that. Or again, if you guys have rangy stuff, I would say she's probably at medium long range.
I mean, if you want to make sure that the mooks don't get got me, I can keep pew pewing.
She does have the big gun.
I think you should do that. I don't really have anything I can do from this range.
Yeah, so I think I'll go just full artillery and use the tentacles to anchor myself to the structure and go full ham.
Okay. Remember, you can take the strain to aim, and then if you're not moving, I guess you can double aim.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then are you shooting at her or are you shooting at the minions?
I'm shooting at her.
Okay, her. So remember, that's going to be long range is three. So it's going to be two red and a purple.
Okay. Do I add anything for aiming?
Yeah, you get two blues. One for taking the strain to aim. Then basically, since you're going to use your movement as that, you get a double aim. So two blues.
Cool, cool. And then take a strain to aim. Are y'all cool with me taking our last light side point?
Sure.
Yeah, cool. Do it.
And is that a blue or upgrades like a green from a yellow?
Green to yellow.
Green to yellow.
Cool. All right. Let's try it. Okay.
That's all a lot of dice with almost no results.
Those reds are oppressive.
Yeah, that they are.
All right, so just one advantage. So Anarchy just opens fire and does not connect on the zombies. This
too angry to aim despite double aiming.
I think maybe having the claws in your face. And to be fair, Anarchy, this is probably the first time we've seen Anarchy use this big gun on the show. I don't know how much practice they've had with the big gun off camera. So this is a learning experience. It's a teachable learning moment. We learn and we grow from this. Next time we'll be better.
I don't want to grow.
Alrighty, moving over to either Doug or Mark.
I think if you don't mind, Doug, Aaron sees what Anarchy's doing, setting up to start shooting, and taps Traj on the shoulder and nods towards the walkway that goes the stones that he raised earlier to go from this spot to the shore. Okay. And he begins to run towards those with the expectation that Traj is going to follow. And did you say it was two movements to cross?
Well, it's one movement to get back to the shore, but if you want to get all the way to where she was, it'd be two movements.
Okay. I think what I would like to do is I think Aaron's going to attempt to raise all of those stones up again using altar.
Okay.
And then only go halfway, like go halfway through the water and wait for those minions to come to him.
Okay.
If he's successful.
Well, are you using altar to raise the stones back up again?
Yeah, so Alter changes the environment from difficult terrain to normal terrain.
Oh, okay.
So basically he's making it as easy to cross as solid land.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so he sprints forward towards those stones and reaches out a hand and raises them up. He braces his hand up and the stones grind upwards following. And he makes his way halfway across and stands in a warrior's pose, waiting for the oncoming dead.
Right on.
Okay, Trash.
So I'm going to follow Aaron. And how close do I need to... Do I have the ability to get close enough to attack this turn?
What is the range of your attacks? I don't know if there's a cap on them.
It's medium.
Okay, so if you do one movement and you could fire... Like, if you get to where Aaron is, you could fire from there.
Okay, cool. So I think as soon as Aaron lifts these stones, lifts them and Traj lands on one of the lifted stones, falling from somewhere above very acrobatically, and is going Ooh. To... Do you have something, Mark?
Yeah, so Aaron's facing forward, facing these people who he now realizes are probably dead, and he feels Traj land behind him, and he sort of ducks off to the left, and Traj moves in from the right in a stance.
Mm-hmm. Action figures, I dig it.
Yeah, I think Traj actually is going to move forward and swipe a fist from left to right and shoot kind of a arcing flame of ichor out at these undead.
Are you aiming for the minion group? Or are you aiming for the big bad?
I'll aim for the minion group.
Okay.
And what will my difficulty be at medium range?
Medium is just 2 purple.
Do I get a boost for Aaron setting up the perfect shot and us having kind of like practiced this in the past?
Yeah, I'll give you guys a boost for this. Is maybe something you guys worked on out there in your months together, working on your combo moves and all that kind of stuff.
That's
pretty much it. We've been working on our combo moves.
we figured this all out with just a nod.
Yep, exactly.
I need to know, do you have like the zany team move names for it? Is it like, you know, 39 purple haze type thing?
I think that there's got to be like a, you know, Avengers style combo move, but we haven't even done it yet.
I think they're all named after like the native creatures too.
I love it.
Okay.
I look forward to seeing it when we have the Marvel Ultimate Alliance style flight risk video game come out.
Great. Ultimate Alliance is exactly what I was thinking of.
I can just imagine them both landing Rancor's Rage. Fire starts coming out.
So yeah, Traj is going to unleash Rancor's Rage. And this, I think that this ichor flame almost looks like a claw as it flies outwards and towards and across these zombie Night Sister minions. And I got 4 successes. And okay. Damage on that is 7. So that's 11.
11 total damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 6. All right. So, yeah, Traj, those flames come leaping from your hand, engulfing the first 2 of the undead Night Sisters, and their bodies just go up in green flame. They stumble forward a few steps before just turning into like just dust and collapsing to the ground. So you've taken out 2 of the 4 undead Night Sisters.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to